Hello and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is Thursday, December the 1st. My name is Joel Burks. During this season, we'll be reading passages of scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading Exodus chapter 24. And after I read the passage, I'll share some of my devotional thoughts on the passage. I'll be reading today's passage in the NIV. Today's devotion is titled, Beholding God's Glory. Now, let's open our Bibles to Exodus chapter 24, and we'll begin reading. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You are to worship at a distance, but Moses alone is to approach the Lord. The others must not come near, and the people may not come up with him." When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice, "Everything the Lord has said, we will do." Moses then wrote down everything the Lord had said. He got up early the next morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and set up 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as fellowship offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in bowls, and the other half he splashed against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it to the people. They responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said. We will obey." Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was something like pavement made of lapis lazuli and as bright blue as the sky. But God did not raise his hand against the leaders and the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and commandments I have written for their instruction." Then Moses set out with Joshua, his aide, and Moses went up on the mountain of God. He said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them." When Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. For 6 days, the cloud covered the mountain. On the seventh day, the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Then Moses entered the cloud as he went up the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. The Exodus is one of my favorite stories of the Bible. It might be because of how epic the tale feels, or because The Prince of Egypt is my favorite biblically based feature film, or it could be because of the significance of this moment to Judaism and even our faith. For the children of Israel, this one singular event, the Exodus, would cement a lifetime of practices that still have not ceased to this day. Practices, such as the observance of Passover, are traditions that all religious Jews continue to celebrate despite the vast time that has passed since the event first occurred. But what was it that made the Exodus event so memorable? The list is quite long. The Exodus sent the Israelites on a course that would lead them to take the Promised Land, a land that had been promised to Abraham many years before. The Exodus gave the Israelites a sturdy leader in the figure of Moses, and also helped to solidify Israelite ethics through the receiving of the Ten Commandments. This event also put Israel in contact with their deliverer. God made himself known to the Israelites both through his servant Moses and through physical manifestations such as the one we read about in Exodus 24. The moments at the base of Mount Sinai really helped the Israelites understand exactly who delivered them. Up until this moment, they had only seen the works of God, the parting of the Red Sea, the pillars of cloud by day and fire by night, the plagues and all the many wonders in Egypt. But now, at the base of Mount Sinai, the Israelites could see the cloud that covered the top of the mountain, and they had an experience with God that we can't fully even comprehend. After the law was written down and the covenant was confirmed, the people were sprinkled with blood, and Moses, Aaron, Aaron's sons, and 70 other elders went up to see the God of Israel. The text says that they beheld him and they ate and drank, verses 9 through 11, sharing in this feast to celebrate the covenant God had made with his people. As amazing as it must have been to witness everything God did in Egypt through the plagues, can you even imagine the Nile turning into blood? This scene seems even more incredible as the leaders enjoyed the presence of God in a way they, apart from Moses, had probably never had before. Perhaps these moments were defining moments in their faith and in their relationship with the Lord. As you think about your own life, where you have witnessed God's deliverance, have you experienced the spiritual mountaintops where you have enjoyed a great awareness of God's presence with you? How have these memorable moments defined your story? Give thanks to God for the ways he delivers us, sustains us, and reminds us of his continual presence and glory. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your son Jesus and how we have got to behold his glory, the glory of the Father. Thank you for the ways that you have delivered us, all of the valleys that you have walked through with us. Father, we acknowledge your presence in all of the hard and difficult times that we have all experienced. And we praise you for the way that you have brought us through them. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy, the undeserved love that you have put onto all who call on your name. Thank you for your son, Jesus, and it's in his name that we pray. Amen.